Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 14th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Amedis, Inc., NASDAQ MTX, Q2 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on Amedis, Inc. TX, highlighting the company's dairy RNG platform entering a high-growth phase. In Q2 2025, 11 digesters produced 1,600 MMBTU of RNG, generating $3.1 million in revenue. CARB approved 7 new LCFS pathways, unlocking 120% more in credit value. Capacity is set to reach 550,000 MMBTUs by year-end, and 1.0 MMBTUs by 2026. Amedis's monetization opportunities include RNG molecule sales, D3N credits, LCFS production tax credits, and Section 45Z tax credits. The company also sold $83 million in Section 48 tax credits, with 45Z monetization expected to become a recurring revenue item. Commercial execution advanced with H2S removal units for digesters and USDA guaranteed financing. The California ethanol segment progresses on a $30 million MVR system to improve efficiency. India biodiesel resume deliveries contributing $11.9 million in revenue. Revenue for Q2 2025 was $52.2 million, with improved margins and narrowed net loss. Amedis is well positioned to benefit from U.S. policy tailwinds driving demand for low-carbon fuels, with a valuation range of $8.30 to $18.77.
Fort Lauderdale Girl Scout earns coveted Gold Award. Fort Lauderdale resident Lily Gonzalez has earned the coveted Girl Scout Gold Award, recognizing her project Garden of Growth addressing food waste. She built a compost bin, led workshops, and trained volunteers to reduce waste and donate excess food. CEO of Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida, Lisa Johnson, commended Gonzalez and other Gold Award recipients for their impactful projects. Gonzalez was among 27 young female leaders to earn the award, sponsored by companies like Amazon and Publix. Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida empowers girls to become confident leaders who make a positive difference in their communities. Davie, Cooper City, and Southwest Ranches. Girl Scouts earn coveted Gold Award. Davie, Cooper City, and Southwest Ranches Girl Scouts have earned the coveted Gold Award for their impactful projects. Claire Anya Likayev founded STEM Mentors Club to spark interest in STEM fields early on. Mia Medrano raised awareness about mangrove preservation through her project Managing Mangroves. Ellen Huang addressed food waste with Eco Crafts Campaign, educating others on sustainable habits. Lauren Ranella empowered young women with knowledge about women's health and cancer prevention. Kylan Reynolds promoted physical activity through storytelling with Let's Get Physical. These young changemakers are making a true impact in their communities and beyond.
Maryland's Research Lifeline, how states could rescue university science. Maryland's economy heavily relies on science and engineering research, with Johns Hopkins University being a top recipient of federal research dollars. However, federal funding cuts are threatening this vital industry. States like Massachusetts are stepping in with proposals to support research institutions. Maryland, with its high per capita federal research funding, could establish an emergency R&D fund to bridge the gap. This could help maintain approved projects and encourage additional funding from corporations and philanthropies. The pharmaceutical and biotech sectors, in particular, have a vested interest in preserving research funding, as NIH-funded research has contributed significantly to new U.S. drug approvals. Without state intervention, Maryland risks losing its scientific edge and talented researchers to other countries. It's crucial for state leaders to act swiftly to protect this essential economic sector.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., OTQXU, positioned to benefit from Trump administration price support for U.S. rare earth projects. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., listed on the TE as UCU and on the OTCQX as UURAF, is well positioned to benefit from the Trump administration's price support for U.S. rare earth projects. The administration's strategy aims to strengthen domestic critical minerals production and reduce Chinese market control through guaranteed minimum pricing for domestic rare earth producers. Ucore's flagship RapidSX technology, which addresses critical bottlenecks in rare earth element separation and processing, has attracted substantial government investment. This initiative marks a significant shift in U.S. critical minerals policy, directly challenging China's dominance in rare earth processing. Ucore Rare Metals is uniquely positioned to capitalize on this opportunity. VinFast signs agreement to recycle EV batteries in India. VinFast has signed an agreement with Badex Energies, the largest lithium-ion battery recycling firm in India, to recycle electric vehicle batteries in the country. The success of this recycling effort remains to be seen and could potentially provide input sources for battery makers like Powerbank Corporation. GreenCar Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. Rainmaker Worldwide Inc. launches Mexican expansion with new office and sales channel in Aguascalientes. Rainmaker Worldwide Inc. has launched a Mexican expansion with a new office and sales channel in Aguascalientes. Led by water infrastructure expert Leopoldo Morones, the new operation will deliver decentralized water technologies to urban and rural communities. The Aguascalientes location will offer Rainmaker's full product line, including the Atmocell air-to-water system and advanced water treatment solutions from subsidiary Miranda Water Technologies. Chairman Michael O'Connor highlighted the strategic importance of this launch, aiming to address the demand for reliable water supply in Mexico. Rainmaker and Miranda are committed to providing innovative, sustainable water solutions to support water reuse and conservation efforts worldwide.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.